We are Hannah,
Echo,
and Crystal.
And this is a news, culture, and current events podcast from the perspective of three YouTubers. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, Hannah.
What are you salty about today, girl?
Today, I'm so salty about harassment, girl.
Oh, man. Tell us about it.
We can't talk about that.
Go for it, girl.
Okay. Well, last week, we talked about guns, which was always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been follow-up on the guns with more harassment. Guns.
Yeah.
More guns. that whole situation is kind of a mess.
Wait, I know how to solve it, guys. We need to give guns to teachers. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
We're going to give guns to
the
teachers.
Did you hear about the teacher that shot at school today?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, that, okay, it's not funny. It's not funny. It's very
serious.
It's
not. Okay, no, really,
but
though.
It's a little funny.
I had teachers.
It's the silver lining of, like, are you serious?
I would observe teachers. I was a good kid. I was a bad kid. I was a really good kid. And I would sit in class and just watch the bad kids, like, slowly eat away at these teachers', like, sanity.
Yep.
And I would just see the look on the teachers' faces, like, I will kill you one day with my hands, child.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a teacher's never going to actually do something. But you see stuff floating on Facebook of, like, teachers actually body slamming students. Just give one teacher one bad day and one mental break, and they will fucking shoot a student.
Like, dude,
it's not funny, but it will happen.
It's a little funny just because it's so ridiculous.
Yes.
But
it was such
really
a stupid
scary.
Suggestion. It was such a stupid suggestion. It made no sense. It's like, have you seen that tweet floating around where people are, like, saying that the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun?
Yeah,
is just someone trying to sell two guns.
And then, did you see the post of JFK Assassination Day where there were, like, 9 people with guns around him? And he still got shot because it only takes one crazy person with a gun to take down all these people. Like, it's, oh, man. Okay. We should stop. We should start talking about something else.
That was last week,
okay.
That was last week.
Let's
I'm not done.
Just leftover salt from last week.
I'm still so salty.
Okay. Well, these kids from the high school, bless them in their hearts because they have taken it upon themselves to do something about it. And they were very, very vocal. And they're like, people, you know, quote retweeting people, senators, politicians, like, pretty much shutting them down, being like, no, I was there. It's about guns. Go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously way more eloquent than me. But
I'm amazed at how well these kids speak.
They're so smart.
Dude.
It's insane.
I know. And they're not only so smart, they're, like, speaking about, like, really traumatic events without cracking. Like, I can't even,
I start crying.
I can't even talk to my
boss. I bet you it's because they grew up on the internet. It's because they grew up on the internet that they are just,
they're
like,
heroes.
They know how to deflect
this.
They live in the internet.
It's amazing. For real, though, anytime I get yelled at or anytime, like, I need to talk about something serious, like, it's hard for me to not cry sometimes.
Yeah. Same.
And then seeing these kids, they're so strong and, like, I don't know. I don't want to be too cheesy, but it's like it's pretty inspiring. Like they're good peeps.
Which is why I'm so salty that these good angels that are just trying to make the world a better place with the little circle of influence that they have, they're getting harassed a lot.
It's
awful. So I don't know if you guys saw the Philip DeFranco show last week or like kept up with it, but basically a lot of it kind of got started when a bunch of these kids marched down to the Senate House in Florida to watch a bill get voted on.
Yes.
And this bill would have essentially, you know, said all assault rifles are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And it failed miserably. I think it was like 70-something to something else.
Yeah.
I heard that it wasn't even actually the bill. It was just the vote on whether or not to talk about the bill.
Yeah.
So it's like it wasn't even passing it or not. It was just like, hey, should we talk about this? Should we debate this?
They shut it down.
They made the decision to value guns over children's lives years ago.
It's sad. It's really, really fucking
sad. They were justifiably very upset about it.
Yes. There were photos floating around of the kids, you know, like, weeping because some of their best friends just got slaughtered at school a few days ago, and these old men in suits just were like, no, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're obviously upset. And there were some people, namely this one guy. I don't even know if I wrote his name down because he's not important.
Good, we shouldn't mention but his name. But he's verified, which is the important part. He's verified on Twitter.
He's a person who has followers, yeah.
He said, adults one, kids zero. Oh, this is the worst news since their parents told them to get summer jobs. And stuff like that. Just heartless monster garbage bullshit.
Garbage person. That is. Yep, garbage person.
And now, I must also say that there was a lot of, he got a lot of backlash, even from the right wing being like, dude, that's not okay. Which is fucking good, right?
It's true. It's not okay.
It's not fucking okay. To the point that he was like, oh no, I wasn't, real grief is a thing, but I just don't like them trying to manipulate. I'm like, they have emotions, you monster. Anyway.
It's true.
Him bringing up the idea of these kids are faking it or going over the top to get their political agenda or they're being manipulated by adults pushed this slew of conspiracy theories, like slam campaigns, smear campaigns, all on these teenage children, that resulted in so much online hate. It's crazy.
Okay, and the conspiracy theory video.
This happens every time there's a shooting. I just want to say that first. Especially a school shooting, like Sandy Hook, this was ridiculous too. And Alex Jones is one of the most famous people that fucking Donald Trump always talks about him, and he was interviewed on his show and stuff. Alex Jones is a Sandy Hook denier. Regardless of what else he ever says in his goddamn life, that point should make him discreditable for everything.
Yeah.
Because that is not okay. These families lost their 6-year-old kids. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't. Seriously. You can't do that to these families. You can't keep fucking pestering them and, like, just telling them that they're liars and, oh, you're lying about this. This is just left-wing propaganda to get these guns banned. Mm-hmm. Go fuck yourself.
Seriously. There was actually a few, like, videos of some of the students, like, one of the girls who had, like, a black eye, like, half of her face, like, sitting in an interview, she's like, you cannot look me in the face and tell me that what the fuck I experienced was fake. Like, she's not having any of it.
Yeah. One of the conspiracy theory videos made it to the top trending for almost 24 hours on YouTube, and that doesn't help. That really doesn't freaking help. And it looks like no one's watching the YouTube trending page. It looks like they don't even care.
Still, after they promised that they would and that they hired, what, 10,000 more people to watch it, they're still like, oh,
this is one page.
Nobody saw it. Mm-hmm.
This is kidding me? It's one page.
Millions of people saw that.
And that was about David Hogg, that particular video that we're speaking of. David Hogg is kind of like the central figure here because he is one of the students who people have managed to find some, like, very weak and disgusting, like, theories on that are even, like, kind of, not, I won't even say credible, but that people can cling to.
Yeah.
So that video that got on trending was that he was in California and there was, like, something that happened with a lifeguard or whatever, and this kid was there and he got interviewed. And so you have people on, you know, the deniers of this thing that are saying that the kids are making it up for whatever the fuck.
They're
crisis actors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They think they go around the country and visit tragedies and then push propaganda for the left, which is fucking crazy. But I can see how people would maybe, like, I can see it. I like conspiracy theories. But
dude, the Avril thread. Like, I hate the Avril thread. I love hate the Avril thread because I can't not believe it. It doesn't. Know. She's not real. She died a long time ago.
She's been replaced, guys. If you didn't know,
it is
Avril Lavigne was replaced. She's in replaced. Like 2011 or something, years ago.
I believe it
by her stunt double. Now. Her stunt double, Melissa. Yes. Yeah,
it's happened.
That's because it's not her music.
You
it's Melissa.
Never tell me that she sang Hawaii. I will never believe it.
Anyway,
punk rock princess.
I do believe that there is some kind of, like, you know, some conspiracy theories are insane, but some of them, there's, like, there's a small thread of truth in everything. Mm-hmm. I am sure that the term crisis actor exists because at some point somebody hired somebody to go do that. Do I think that these kids are that?
No.
There's and if you no think way. That, fuck you.
You're dumb. Like, you're dumb. Go read some more books.
Oh, God. Okay, so David Hogg then made a video on his YouTube channel because these kids are Gen Z and they have they have accounts, you know what I mean? They're active on the internet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, we're not crisis actors, blah, 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 blah. And on that video, I don't know where it got leaked to, but there was a whole bunch of downvotes and comments like, we're onto you, you little twerp, you're such a soy boy, you're feminine, oh, blah, 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 blah. Typical bullshit online anonymous harassment stuff.
That's a good way to lead into the whole Donald Trump Jr. thing and the whole, what's her name, Melania Trump thing. So, Melania's whole mission that she was talking about when Trump was on the verge of getting elected was that she was going to help to fight cyberbullying, that she was going to stop online bullying culture.
Nice
and, like, the exact... This is a quote that I found, but it says, our culture has gotten too mean and too rough, especially to children and teenagers. But, so, like, her thing, in the same way that the last First Lady was, like, she did a lot of, social work with health, Melania wanted to work against online bullying. And hasn't done a single fucking thing in the year that they've been there.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Anyway, Donald Trump Jr., her son-in-law?
Stepson.
There we go.
Stepson.
Yes, because this was from a different marriage. So, stepson liked two tweets, essentially about David Hogg and, like, all the crisis actor stuff and stuff like that. People started swarming their family, and, like, his little sister, Lauren Hogg, and she started tweeting at Melania saying, like, hey, you said that you wanted to do something about, like, bullying. You could start by just talking to your son.
Yikes.
Just talk to your son, because he's causing hundreds of thousands of people to attack me and our family and, like, online bully us. And it's just... I don't think she did anything.
No. Of course not.
It's so infuriating.
I think she maybe has some strong traits somewhere in there. Never seen them. I don't know. She seems like a hollow shell of a human, but she's been around Donald Trump for so long. She would have to be. God bless her.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
like,
of course.
She's living her gold digger life, and I can.
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. There's an aspect of that I appreciate.
My neighbor, when I was growing up, we had a neighbor who was, like, his name was Tex. He was, like, this really old man, and his wife was, like, 20-something years younger than he was.
Nice.
And it's, like, you know that he was rich. She only married him for the money. And then he lived to be, like, 90-something, and there was just this perpetual of, like, when are you going to die? Whenever, like, we were around her, and I felt so bad for just the whole situation, because it's, like, that's such an odd thing to find yourself
in. You know, it is, and...
It was just...
I have to say, though, like, I kind of love that dynamic sometimes, like, the, like, Hugh Hefner-y kind of thing, where he's, like, got three girlfriends at once because he's just so goddamn rich, and they all are just, like, beautiful 20-somethings.
It's like, if that's...
I'm like...
I mean, I'm not gonna shame consenting adults.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Sure.
Hey, live your best life. Go get it, girl.
Do you, boo. Do you.
So we have nothing bad to say about gold diggers,
no.
But Melania specifically, is there anything in there?
I mean,
don't know.
To have been a gold digger for Donald Trump specifically, one that can't really have much of a backbone, at least publicly, I will say that. I don't know what they're behind the... Oops, sorry. I don't know what the behind the doors looks like. Nobody does. That's their private business, and I'm not going to pretend like I know, because I do not. But publicly, your girl is a jellyfish. She just nods and looks like a pretty little fox, and that's what she does.
And she is cute, though.
Yeah, she seems very disconnected.
Yeah.
Like, disconnected as the rest of the family.
It seems that is very consistent with the rest of the family. They've all been too rich for too long. There's no way they could understand what's going on with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I feel about most people. This is a whole different discussion, but that's the way I feel like most people are in capital, like in Washington, D.C. They have been so rich for so long. I don't think there's any possible way that they could be connected to things that are going on.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I imagine what it would be like if rich people just had to live on, like, a budget.
Oh, man.
Like, a couple $1,000s a month. Like, I would just love to see that happen. Like, to have some weird rich game show where it's like, here, let's have you come live in this apartment and pay bills and go to a 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just have you do this for, like, a month, a week. I would love to watch them try.
They're all children of, like, immigrants who worked their asses off and got this money for them. So they've never worked, like, a hard day's work in their life, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Obviously, I don't know everybody. Like, they would never be able to pay their bills. They just spend the fucking money. Because those people tend to be terrible with money. They just have enough that it's okay.
Pretty All right. Rich Anyways. People, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Income inequality is a completely different thing. It's like, that's, I could go on forever
we are
about
salty
how it sucks to be
rich.
Poor.
Yeah, those damn rich people.
Overworked and underpaid.
Yeah.
But the whole this got to here because we're talking about Melania's being disconnected from bullying. But she didn't do anything to Donald Trump Jr. at all. And these kids and this poor David Hogg's family is probably still getting harassed because he is such a little fighter.
Oh,
he will not quit.
Are.
He won't quit. Like, I think I was
He's
scrolling. I was trying to do research for this, and I randomly came across an article. I didn't get to read through it, but essentially one of the parents were supposedly expressing worry that the kids aren't grieving because they're, like, on this schedule of interview, and they're not really getting a chance to deal with their pain on top of extreme political and public backlash with hateful comments and all of this stuff.
I can't imagine. Fucking
I want to, like, buy their office a pizza. Like, I just want to, like, call in and be like, hey, deliver a pizza to this place. Like four. I just want to, like, support them. I want them to, like, personally know how much I support them and all that they're doing.
The best way to support is with food.
It is.
Yes.
It's true.
This is a known fact.
It really is.
You know? You're right. You're right.
And because a lot of this is taking place on YouTube with the trending video and with the YouTube video and, like, a couple of other of the students are on YouTube as well and they're also getting a lot of backlash for it, I think it's a good time to talk about YouTube harassment in general.
There is so
because
much.
There's a culture of harassment that YouTube itself kind of wants to shut down. But even as we talked about in the podcast a few weeks ago, we went over the interview, actual just plain harassment isn't actually, like, banned. It's, what was it?
Yeah.
Malicious harassment.
Malicious harassment.
That's insane.
Yeah. Malicious harassment.
They don't know what that word
like,
means.
Regular harassment should just be ignored.
Dude, harassment. Always malicious. Always badly intended. So I like to call these people professional bullies, because that's what they fucking do. They call themselves, like, react channels.
Yeah.
No. You're a bully.
No, they're professional
cyber
bullies.
You're getting paid to bully people off the internet. You feel fucking good about yourself. Instead of creating things, you're just destroying people. Like, great. Good for you.
Yep.
You're contributing so much. Glad you're on this platform with us. Oh, man. Can you tell I'm already salty? I'm not going to be able to get all this salt
Let it
out.
Now's the time, Hannah. Now's the time.
Oh,
I hate it.
I hate react channels.
I know.
I hate all of, response channels. Like, all of they're cyberbullies.
Yeah.
That's all they are.
It's true. I do have to say, we were talking about iDubbbz before this, because we have differing opinions on iDubbbz.
Briefly.
He has these things called content cops. They're, like, special featured things on his channel, like, really long episodes of his regular show. I always feel weird calling it, like, episodes and show, because when people do that to me, I'm like, what the fuck, they're videos. Like, stop calling it episodes of my show. That's so weird. But, here I am using that terminology. So, he does special things, and it's, like, 30 minutes long, usually, and he really digs into people's channels and points out all the reasons why they suck really articulately and well.
He's really,
it is
really good at it.
The best. One of my favorite
things on YouTube.
They're
essentially exposed
videos.
Yeah. They're, like, really in-depth exposed videos.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has, like, a collective, like, group of, larger YouTubers that support him, which allows him, like, even more alternative avenues that maybe the public and, like, viewers wouldn't have access to.
Yeah. I think that's,
like,
totally
it's
true.
Really crazy.
In his last, the last one I watched, at least, the last content cop was Asian Jake Paul, which is Rice Gum.
Yeah, right.
He did a little...
It was, like, content cop for Jake Paul, and then, like, when you actually click on it, it's like, oh, this has nothing to do with
this
Jake
is
Paul.
This is not
it's
Jake Paul.
All about
it's
Rice Gum.
Yes,
so Rice Gum sucks. Everybody hates Rice Gum. It's been that way for a while. He's the worst. Leafy and then him are probably the worst.
Leafy disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, where
Leafy,
did he go?
This
I think
shit
he's
died
still
out.
Making videos actually.
Is
he's just
he? I
not
feel like
doing
it was like,
well.
Oh my gosh, Leafy is here, and then like
it's because he skyrocketed. His channel kind of like blew up out of nowhere for some stupid reason, and then he just died out.
Yeah. Well, these channels, they thrive off of drama, and that's not sustainable. Like, you can't just thrive off of drama forever. Eventually, people are going to be like, okay, bye. because you're actually a boring, horrible person.
Okay, you're saying the
person.
Same thing again. Yeah.
There's nothing in there. There's no substance inside of you as a person. You're hollow.
Well, that kind of draws to, like, a lot of these people, these channels that do that, is they create it. So they go out of their way to, like, make up shit or, like, not do their research or, like, harass people who don't need to be harassed just to stay relevant. And that's why Ricegum is still fucking relevant, because he does that shit.
Ugh. It's like the stupid The Odd Ones Out thing, how he made a video and, like, kind of, like,
walk us through,
unnamingly
Echo.
Shaded him. Okay.
Walk us
so
through.
The Odd Ones Out, James, made a video called Clothes, I think that's what it's called. But in it, he was kind of,
clothes,
like, shading...
Like
yeah, buying new clothes, something like that. But it was, like, there was a lot of shade towards Ricegum, but not in a way that, like, if you didn't know who Ricegum was, you wouldn't know it was about him. And... But if you do, there's a slight chance that you would know who he's talking about. And, like, the whole thing is really beautifully... Like, it's just really intense shade without ever naming
it's
names.
Cause it's because James really is awesome.
Ricegum, yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he totally
yeah,
is. And awesome. Then Ricegum found out about it.
Of course.
And decided to make a big deal out of it and, like, make a response video and complain about how, like, The Odd Ones Out is, like... doing all of this stuff, and it was just really, really
it's
because
that's the only thing he's got going for him. Crystal. Anytime somebody uses your, like, it,
yep.
I mean, James didn't even use his name, which is great, because, you know, don't.
Yeah.
Don't. You don't
yeah.
need to give these people, like, more publicity. They're the worst. Whenever they have a chance, they're gonna be like, oh, it's me. It's me that they're talking about. Oh, I'm gonna complain now. Oh, I'm the victim. I'm being bullied. And that's why, like, the content cops are so great, because... he doesn't just give them, like, a platform to say more shitty things. He, like, tears them apart so much that they lose
yep.
thousands, if not millions, of subscribers every single time. It's amazing.
The kind of stuff that he pulls apart
yeah.
about people, like, the comments of them, like, rape comments and, like,
yeah.
racist comments and things that they cannot recover from.
Mm-mm.
In a social perspective, it's like you're going to lose any surface level fan or viewer
yep.
that you have who didn't know about this before.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's really great at that.
It's amazing. And he does it in such a fun, easy to watch way. And I don't know if you watched the whole thing of the Asian Jake Paul, because it was, you know, it's 30 minutes
yeah,
long.
Yeah, I did. I watched it twice.
I
watched
it
and then I watched
so
it with my
much.
Sister.
If you watch it all the way through, there's a music video at the end of it, and it has
yes.
PewDiePie, Jax Films, H3H3, I'm pretty sure, Ethan from H3H3, and one of my favorite people, Internet Comment Etiquette. I don't know if you've seen him before. So funny!
Yes,
I love his channel! My God.
Dave from Boy in a Band
yes,
was also
that
in
is
that
true.
Music video.
Yeah, he wrote her, he helped write the whole thing. So good. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
There was a week there when I listened to that thing like 20 times. I thought it was amazing. I have one of the sheep hoodies as well. I know. Okay. So this is another thing. We have differing opinions on iDubbbz. Because I kind of like
yes.
iDubbbz, I'm going to be honest. And I know he's done a
that.
Lot of problematic shit. And if anybody says they hate him, not going to argue. That is totally fair. I think that's
problematic
justified.
Fave.
Yeah. But he's kind of fun. He's kind of fun to me.
See, I feel like there's so many of his videos that I watch where I'm just like, oh, dude, this is just,
yeah.
this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you're talking about this is just so awful.
That's
yeah.
totally fair.
I was like,
it is.
Content Cop is the best thing ever, though. Like, even if you don't like iDubbbz, it's like, it's fantastic. The way that he does,
mm-hmm.
like, he is the only person who could do this. He's the only person who could do Content Cop the way Content Cop
yeah,
is done.
Yeah, I agree. It's
like
a persuasive essay, almost, but, like, a funny one. A funny persuasive essay. It's so good.
There was this one video that we were watching. It was, like, he was making fun of some Patreon thing. It was, like, lingerie for women who have body issues or something, and
mm-hmm.
he was just, like... The whole thing was just very, like, oh, this chick is fat, oh, this, like, I don't know, it just felt very, like, disconnected, and all it did was, like, make me and my sister feel like garbage.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, this isn't
he does very, like, shock humor. It's not really that funny, he just says things that you're not supposed to
yeah.
say. And you're like,
and
okay,
that's
buddy.
The thing. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
why it's funny? Okay, bud.
There's a lot of those kinds of people. Like, people who create drama just to create drama,
mm-hmm.
just to stay relevant. And then there's people who just, like, say horrible things just to say horrible things.
Yeah.
to the point that, like, low-key worried about mentioning other people besides Rice Gum by name just because they get so petty.
Okay, yeah, I feel like I should clarify. I don't, it's not that I dislike iDubbbz, it's that I dislike his content. Apart from things like content cop, certain, like, parts of his, like, shock humor I'm not particularly a fan of. Him as a person, I feel like he'd be fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would have any kind of, like, I don't know. I don't think I would necessarily dislike him as a human being.
I think he's probably a little bit of an asshole.
Probably. I mean,
yeah, a little bit.
Most of them are.
I don't think like we'd be close friends.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is the place where we are allowed to be salty about whomever we would like. So I think it's totally fair to be like, I don't like this person, and just feel comfortable with that. I feel like
given how small the audience of this is, it's probably
we are totally safe.
They said and regretted 2 years later.
I feel safe in anonymity right now. Okay. I just want to say that on the record. Hannah feels anonymous.
No, it's true. I'm the same way. But, I mean, so there's, like, Rice Gum, there's iDubbbz, there's Leafy was one of those people, there's Keemstar, there's Onision. I mean, I'm afraid of literally all of these people.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yeah. See, I think of people like Blair White. She's called out personal friends of mine and just sent hordes of harassment at them, and so I personally group her in with all the rest of them.
Yeah, I bet if I had an experience where people came at me, I'd feel a little different, and I guess I have a little bit. I said some things about how much I hated shipping IRL people, and I got a crazy amount of backlash for that, and I was like, oh no. Yeah, that's one of my most disliked videos. Actually, I think it is my most disliked video.
Oh my gosh.
It was like, it was a little scary. I had some death threats, and I was like,
oh my god.
Oh no. Because people get intense. Wait,
which one is this?
Okay, I have two videos where people have sent me death threats, and they're my two most disliked videos. I did one that's Fangirl Rant, and it was after
I love that video.
I love that video too. It's one of my favorites. I saw that one.
I like that.
I spent a lot of time on that script, by the way. Like, it was very thought out and very intentional the way I said things. And it was just after I got back from VidCon, and I watched these people go. It was specifically Dan and Phil that they were fucking losing their minds over whenever they would do anything. And I was like, this is fucking ridiculous, and I hate it. So I wrote a script, a big long script about how much I hated it. And then my other video was my very first drawing 21 Pilots video, where I made fun of some of their stuff that's a little like Edgelord Supreme. Because I love 21 Pilots, just gonna say. But some of their things are like, I'm so edgy. Like, oh, it's like Suicide Squad. Like, Suicide Squad was like edgy for the sake of being
I'm so
like,
edgy.
Yeah, I'm so cool. And I was like, haha, it's funny, right, guys? It's funny. And people were like, fuck off, die. And I was like,
they're like, it's not funny
anymore. I get it now. So I've been very cautious with those fandoms until right now when I'm saying fuck them.
Well, there's two different kinds. Well, that's a really good avenue into talking about different kinds of harassment. There's harassment that people with a responsibility have that they send forth intentionally to other people. And then there's the harassment that just happens when there's an unpopular opinion. That just, I guess, becomes like a virus. And it just eats away at whatever the thing is.
That's another really cool argument or discussion. Is whether content creators are responsible for how their fans go after people.
To a point.
Yes.
I would say.
Yeah. I would also say.
This is a thing where same. Okay, I imagine when I hear this kind of thing, I imagine fans almost like this giant swarm or like a wave, because it's the whole like, it's like a bunch of raindrops make an ocean kind of thing. Like, you know, like a bunch of drops make an ocean. So it's a bunch of these like fans that makes this like group of people, and you're responsible to sway the mass. You're not gonna get every ounce of like stuff you can't control all of it, but you can control the mass, and it's like that's where your responsibility is.
I think that's
the majority. So if you say like, oh, this person's awful, blah blah blah, and a bunch of people go and swarm them, you're responsible for that. Even if you say, oh, I told you not to, like, you if you know, if you realize, if they tell you, hey, you're sending a bunch of hate my way, you have to acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. You have to acknowledge that just that when you say, oh, don't go do that, it's not working. Mm-hmm. It's not working if you just tell them not to do it, because they will anyway.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's one of those things where, as a content creator, you do have to check yourself. You'd think, oh, that's obvious. Obviously, that's something that you shouldn't do until it's in your lap. And another YouTuber did something super fucking shitty to you to the mm-hmm. point that you're emotionally compromised, which has happened in this group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all had our cameras out ready to tear into somebody hardcore, and we had to, like, take a step back and say, this is not okay. Like, we will destroy this person's comment section.
Some of us may have filmed a lot of things that she later had to cut out.
Yeah. Ooh, that was good, though. In the moment, that felt good.
It was very cathartic. To
the camera.
Yeah, when you...
It felt good. The editing was great, too. Yeah.
Especially when somebody, like, is starting the shit, you know what I mean? You feel almost, like, justified to do it, but then later you're like, let me not. And to this day, people still don't know. I still get people tweeting at me, oh, so-and-so, blah, 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 is great, right? And I'm like,
know that person.
They're on mute. I would block them if it wouldn't be drama. Like, please never say that name to me again. But I can't. But then also you have, like, there's that responsibility where you have to ask yourself, or some people would be like, no, they did blah blah blah, this and that, they deserve to be called out. And then you have, like, the lesser moments where we've had this discussion in our group before, where somebody like Philip DeFranco has, like, some really dumbass say something some so dumb, like, it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
And his argument in quote retweeting them, or just even responding, like even replying, is that they say something publicly to me that is an offense to me, to actually get a reaction from me, and then I respond publicly to them back. I cannot, that they asked for it, pretty much, is his argument.
I don't like that because of the direct... Like, I've talked with this about Ellen, because she's actually, specifically with Philip DeFranco, mm-hmm. this is one of those things where it's like, this is where I unsubscribed to him and then subscribed 2 months later, was that he had actually harassed a friend of a friend to the point where she almost committed suicide. Ooh, and all he did was reply to her. Like, he just... She said something, she just screamed into the void of the internet, and he actually saw it and replied to her, and then hundreds... He, like, quote-tweeted her.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
And because... There's this clickable link right in front of everyone's faces. They all clicked it and sent her so much hate mm-hmm. that she was, like, on the verge of suicide.
Mm.
And there's this... It's like, when you provide someone a direct link to someone, that's where it's stupid. Because you can take their argument and delete their name and say, this argument is stupid.
I agree.
To protect them mm-hmm. as a human being, I feel like you're partially responsible.
Mm-hmm. On
just
on
because
Reddit,
of your power. Like, Philip DeFranco has that power.
Yeah, I agree. On Reddit, they always make, like, if you're going to post something on, like, Insane People Facebook, which is one of my favorite subreddits, if you're going to do that, you have to block out their name. And I think that is the only way to do that sort of thing. If you're going to call someone out, hey, at Philly D, if you're going to call somebody out, just block out their name and, like, take a screenshot, block out their name, and then talk about it. Because they don't need that in their life. Even, they're in a bad place if they're going to be saying shit like that. Like, there's no way they're not. And... I've never been mad at people on the internet when I'm, like, totally happy with myself. Like, unless it's, like, fucking something crazy stupid. But, like, I don't hold on to that anger when I've got a good life. Mm-hmm. I hold on to that anger when I'm already angry and sad. Mm-hmm. So you can't...
That's true.
It's emotionally fragile people who are screaming into the internet most of the time. You just gotta keep that in mind. Yeah. So I always... I don't know. I've never... I think maybe when I first started YouTube, I might have commented back to somebody, and they apologized right away, and I was like, oh, this was very civil, and you were actually not a monster. Maybe I should never do this again, because you have feelings too, my good sir. And I had, like, torn them such a new one, and they were like, I'm so sorry, I'll never post again, or something like that, and I was they said something that was, like, really, like, I never thought you'd see this, and I'm so, so sorry, and, like, I'll never do anything like that again. And I was like, oh, dude, it's okay. I'm strong. It's all right. But it was, like, so...
Yeah.
It really, like, I don't know. That changes your perspective when something like that happens, or at least it did for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, with Ellen, what I was saying about the, like, the taking a picture and blocking out their name, even if you don't block out their name, just taking a screenshot rather than doing a quote tweet,
mm-hmm. yeah.
makes it so that people are less likely to, because versus like, here's an accessible link, you can just click and go harass yeah. them, versus here you actually have to type out their name in the search bar and hunt down all of this stuff
yes.
mm-hmm. in order to
And it gives them
anything.
A chance to delete That's, like, their such a simple, stupid comment. Yeah. Like, yeah. If they decide they want to delete that tweet, that they can without people knowing who it ever was. They can mm-hmm. be like, oh, you're totally right, I'm going to delete this and hide it. And they'll never have to, and they can change their mind. Because you're not giving them an avenue to change their mind once you retweet them like that. Like, that is yeah. calling them out and not giving them a chance. Because they're going to have hundreds yeah. of thousands of people. When you got a couple million followers on Twitter, or even just 1 million, or even just a couple thousand, really. Like, yeah. that's a lot of people. And I forget about that sometimes, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Same. Yeah. Like, it's really hard because you lose perspective. Yeah. You have to be smart enough to be able to understand the power that you have, which mm-hmm. is a really difficult
it
thing.
It is.
It's really hard
to you feel like a loser
comprehend
still.
Just how much influence you have on the world. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's completely true. You don't feel like you have a lot of power, but, like...
That, and then you also get inundated with a whole bunch of people. Like, the bigger you get, you see these messages of negativity, like, more frequently and more frequently and more frequently until you, as a creator, are finally like... Okay, listen, bitch. Like, and you feel like you finally respond to that one, or you quote retweet that one, and you, like, finally feel vindicated, but then you just, like, done fucked up somebody's day who's already having a really bad day.
Unfucked up.
Yeah, dude. Especially because, like, you get desensitized.
You do.
You, like, yeah. when you when you see a handful of people saying, like, drink bleach, or, like, mm-hmm. you're an ugly fat. Blah blah blah. It's like after a while you're like, oh haha, that doesn't even affect me anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you forget that would affect other people. Like mm-hmm. if you quote tweet someone and say like, look at what this person said, and they get like five people calling them ugly or fat or whatever, that could affect them a lot more mm-hmm. than it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. as a person who's subject to it a lot.
It's mm-hmm. true. Yeah, I just skim over those comments now. Like they don't even really hit home anymore. Like. I never let it actually sink in what the words are that they're saying. Anytime I see something like that, I'm like, okay, this one was just, like, spam. Like, it was just copy-paste to me. It's like, oh, that was another one. Okay. Like, not really talking to me.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this person's having a bad day.
Yeah.
That sucks.
They didn't mean it. It's fine.
Yeah, I feel like that's partially what I do, too, is I dismiss it, and I'm just like, I give them the benefit of the doubt, and I'm like, oh, you're just probably having
Although
a hard
I did totally blacklist anybody saying I have an annoying voice, because that one hits home. If you're a YouTuber, you've had to listen to your voice so much, and you hate it, because it's the worst mm-hmm. to listen to your own voice all the time, it really mm-hmm. is. And you hate the way you talk after a while, too. At least I do. And
I do, too.
Oh, my God.
Yep,
anytime somebody
too.
Says that, I'm like, oh, man, that one cut me deep, because it's true.
like, reaffirmation about your, like, self-conscious stuff.
Like the right. one that they, like, always pinpoint, like, whatever it is. Oh, my gosh. I'm too weak. I'm not going to say what it is, because people are going to go comment. But, like, somebody will say it, I'm like, well, you're never allowed to talk on my channel ever. Again.
You got a lifelong ban from this channel, buddy.
More often than not, I'm able to just be like, whatever, like, it's fine. They just have whatever. They're a sad person. I'm gonna move on. But sometimes it's like, goodbye.
Dude, back in the day with my eyebrows too, anytime somebody talks shit about my eyebrows, I was like, you cut me deep, buddy. Like, I'm doing my best. This is all I got.
I'm doing
here
my best.
We are growing it as far and fast as we can. This is it. Yeah, they're transparent. Sorry.
That's so funny. Well, as going back to the directing
oh,
the
yeah.
flood
what were we talking
of
about?
People. Like, directing the flood of getting harassment comments is one thing. That's definitely a huge part of the conversation.
Yeah.
But I guess a larger...
Like, being
that
responsible
is, like, the
for
result
the harassment
sometimes.
You could accidentally
yeah.
cause. Yeah. Like, I feel like YouTubers... It's really difficult to recognize how much influence you have, but you are responsible for the majority of your audience's behavior. Not mm-hmm. exactly, but you have to recognize that everything you say, hundreds of thousands of people are hearing you. And mm-hmm. A lot of them, if they like you, will take it to heart.
They will.
And so it's important to be a good role model and to, like, be a good influence and, like, do the best that you can for all of these people that you have, like, a hand in their lives.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And you really do. Like, as a creator, you feel really disconnected from the people.
Yeah.
But, dude, just in this last, like, week or so, I launched a Patreon, and I'm getting, like, closer to my buddies. Hey, buddies, if you're listening. and they're, like, real people. And that sounds really weird to say, but...
No, I totally understand. Real
people. But when you, like, take it to a point of, like, I'm hearing about the fact that they hate bio class, and they're having a bad day, or, like, they drew a picture, and I'm like, you are real people with real problems, and they take what you have to say very personally, you know what I mean? So if you have a bunch of those people, and you're like, hey, this person is the worst, and they made me upset, they're gonna go, like, fight tooth and nail to make you feel better.
Yeah, I've got, on Twitter, I have a little Twitter discussion group, and, like, the messages, you know, I don't know, you DM each other, but it's a big old group, and they call themselves the Trash Fam, and that's, like, my panda babes, those are the, like, the real close ones, they're in too deep, we know it, and they just, they talk constantly to each other, it's fucking the coolest thing ever, and I wish I had more time to just talk to them, because they are the coolest, they're the coolest. Objectively, my fans are the coolest. I just gotta say that.
I will go further and say we share a lot of the same fans. It's true. Fans are the coolest. Like, even going to be fair, we've got a solid chunk of
overlap. Especially, if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance.
I would say this is the overlap. they're so sweet and so cool, and it is very different to see them as real people. And you know, even when you see them at VidCon and you're, like, signing things and, like, talking to people, you don't, like, at least I didn't get to talk to that many people for that long. Like, it was at the most 10 very brief minutes, and at the least it was, like, 10 seconds sometimes. Because, you know, you, like, hit the, you hug them, you sign something, they take a picture, and then it's out. You know, we gotta go. Audi 2000. But to, like, actually hear about, like, their lives and, like, they're in grade, you know, whatever, and they're doing whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're a real person. You watch my stuff and you're real. It's very different to actually hear real things from them. I know that sounds so dumb.
It does, but that's true. It's the truth. It's the truth.
I can see how people get disconnected on the internet.
Because we have, like, this weird one-sided relationship going on with hundreds of thousands of people.
That is so weird.
Like, we are friends with these people that we've never met. Like, that we don't even know their names or anything about them. We just know that they know who we are.
And I know them by their icons. That's it. Their avatar pictures. That's icon. How I recognize people.
They know that we exist. Yeah. That's the basis of our friendship.
It's, it's the weirdest thing, and I totally understand how people feel anonymous on the internet, but just know that you're not. And the things that you do get to people, and they read it, even if they don't reply, they read it. And if it was something mean, you probably hurt their feelings, buddy. So you should spread love.
I know, it's so true. Yeah. Now, I wrote down in my notes one of these, like, the one situation of internet harassment that, like, particularly bothered me was a few years ago with the Keemstar 60-year-old guy live streamer. Do you guys know about that one?
Yeah.
So there's a 60-year-old man who just liked chilling on Twitch and live streaming his games just because he liked his wholesome, precious old man. And Keemstar was out of content one day and decided to call this guy a pedophile because there was somebody else who kind of looked like him or something, but he was already arrested, whatever. He sent his entirety of his fan base onto this poor man's stream and made him cry. Live. Like, and I watched it and my heart fucking broke, because there's just this little old man in front of a camera just weeping, and then he just turned off the camera, and I was like, oh my God. And that was just a whole bunch of people thinking that this entity in front of a camera was just some, like, pedophile, blah blah blah, without doing their research, because Keemstar was bored that day, and it's just
your actions have consequences, even on the internet. You can't just do whatever you want. You can't be a garbage person. Look into shit before you just start talking. You're gonna regret it later, I pinky promise. Anytime I've ever said anything mean on the internet, I've regretted it later. Every single time.
I've only done it, like, two-ish times, like, a few times back. And just, it was my own personal insecurities, and I was having a bad day, and, like, you know what I mean? And I immediately regretted it. It was just like, that's not okay to do. And you think that this person's not going to see it. That's, like, it's the same that you guys said, on the off chance I ever do reply, I do try to be as peppy and nice as possible, mm-hmm. even though it might have hurt my feelings. And the 90% of the time, it's always like, oh my gosh, I didn't think you were going to read this.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I would. Of course I would. If anybody, okay, I just want to give you a little tip. If there's a YouTuber that has, like, I don't know, under 100K, they're going to read that comment.
Yeah.
They're going to read it.
There's like a solid, like, 70-80% chance that they see your comment.
Mm-hmm. I would agree, yeah. And if they, I don't know, I don't even know if there's a size where people stop reading comments altogether. Mm-hmm. When I'm super busy, I don't get the chance to, but I always skim through them. Like, your comment, there's a good chance it's going to be seen, even if you're not replied to. I just want you to know that we look. I think everybody looks. Even if it's like a trash pit, it's like, and we know it, we gotta look. Because you gotta.
Ugh. Yeah, it's like when you're going through, when you see a video and then you scroll down and you see like the one page and then you get to the bottom where it says like read more. Most people go like, okay, that's all I want to read for now. Just the very, very top. The YouTubers continue reading. Because in the back end, it just continues to load. Mm-hmm. So we just go scrolling and scrolling. It's like Tumblr feed. You just scroll down and just skim through hundreds of comments.
Yes, that's true.
So it's much more efficient in the back end.
Yes. And I scroll through it all the time. And I don't know. I just want you to know that you're never anonymous on the internet. Like, there is a very good chance somebody's going to see that shit. And even, okay, nowadays, it is crazy possible that somebody could find you too. You just got to keep that in mind as well. You can't just say things. And this goes back, I mean, I don't mean to fucking scare you. Like, it's not gonna, nobody's gonna dox
you. They're gonna find you.
Yeah, that's kind of fucking scary. I mean, like, if you're gonna say something stupid, like, oh, I'm gonna shoot up a blankety blank, don't say that shit. They'll fucking find you. You can get arrested for that. I just want to let you know you're not anonymous on the internet. I don't know why people start thinking that.
Even on Tumblr, like, I was a part of a community for I had one of my Anon accounts. I was a part of a community for a fandom. And, like, within the community, there was, like, some fandom drama where, like, other people were sending other people mean Anons and back and forth and blah, blah, blah. And it got to the point where somebody was just so fed up that they said, fuck it. And so they downloaded this thing and did some shit. And then they were able to see the IP addresses of everybody who left an ask in their Tumblr ask box. And they were able to pinpoint who the fuck it was.
There's ways to do that as well. And
yep.
Like, you don't have to be fucking scared about being found if you're being just a wholesome being on the internet. Like, don't be scared.
I mean, it's whatever.
But if you're being a mound of garbage, think about
People will go out of their way to find it. Because, like, after a certain amount of time, they're going to be like, who the fuck is this? Yeah. Like, and they're going to be like,
you can't do that. I understand I don't really understand it, but I hear that there's a sort of thrill when you're saying mean things.
I've heard from a friend.
I mean, to be fair, we've got a whole podcast called Release the Salt.
Okay, well, we're doing it publicly. Like, we're screaming on our front lawns. Like, you crazy kids.
Old man yells at
me. We don't like bullying. Shakes this cane. Podcast about being salty. Oh, God.
We don't like bullies. Fuck you.
Fuck you, bullies. I mean, fuck them, still. I still stand by my fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, no, this is the thing.
It's not going to fix anything.
The only way for tolerance to work is if you don't tolerate intolerance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you heard that? That's what we're doing.
As soon as you tolerate intolerance. It's the problem with people thinking that, like, oh, if we want to be tolerant, we have to tolerate the Nazis. It's like, no. You don't. You don't have to tolerate Nazis. You can say fuck the Nazis and still be tolerant.
Yeah, fuck the Nazis.
It's like...
Fuck the Nazis?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is our official podcast stance. Fuck the Nazis.
Fuck the Nazis.
Yes, that public stance on Nazis. Fuck the Nazis.
Yes,
fuck them.
We all agree. I do think everybody deserves to be called out on their shit, even if I'm doing it, even if we're doing it. Like, call us out. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Be respectful,
we're not perfect.
Yep. Guys. Be respectful.
Be nice and respectful about it, please. We are. As much as we yell and scream and curse on this particular podcast, we're very logical, sensible, like, empathetic people who just want the world to be a better place. And, I mean, even in my interpersonal relationships, I'm the first one, like, in an argument to be like, look, I'm being a bitch. I'm sorry. Like, this isn't okay. You know what I mean? And I'm not always right. Like, I do things sometimes where I'm like, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But, know what I mean? But at least I can stop it before it gets worse.
It's like I'm willing to accept that, like, I'll need to change my behavior if I say something wrong. I will do everything I can to adjust my behavior. Mm-hmm. Like, when I found out Melanie Martinez did, like, all of the bullshit stuff that she did, I was such a huge fan of hers. I loved her stuff. Mm. And now I can't listen to it anymore. I've deleted all of her stuff from my favorites. It's just, like, gone. And I've just had to completely alter my behavior and be like, no, I like Marshmello now. Because fuck Melanie Martinez and all of the bullshit stuff that she did.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with, like, Emma Watson. She's, like, very much feminist. She's spoken to all these people. And then people were criticizing her and saying, like, hey, your feminism is very, like, it's not intersectional. It's very white feminism. You're not caring about, like, all of the issues that are involved in this, like, racism and, like, all of the other issues are just kind of being, like, excluded from your feminism. So she changed it. She was like, oh my gosh, you guys are right. I'm so sorry. And so now she's, like, acknowledging how, like, her feminism is, like, interconnected with all these other problems that are, like, happening socially. And it's, like, I love that. Like, when people don't get defensive about being criticized for things like that, and then just, like, adjust their own behavior.
That is the correct response.
And I feel like we're all logical enough.
Yes.
Exactly. I feel like we're all logical enough that if someone was like, hey, you're doing this wrong, this is, like, cultural appropriation or something,
we'd be like,
I would stop and think
let's
about
not do
it.
That.
Yeah.
Like, you're right.
Yeah.
We are ready to learn, and that's, like, what this is all about as well. Because, like, researching into these things, I've learned a lot of stuff. And it's it's great to learn, guys. And we're all just a work in progress, and I think that needs to be kept in mind when you're like, let's burn this person alive forever. No. Let's call them out on their bullshit and see what they can do about it. And if they don't change, then let's burn them alive forever.
Then let's burn them alive.
Yeah. Like Logan Paul and his inability
like Logan
to
Paul.
Change.
Let's burn him, guys. No, I'm just kidding. Like, no, there is still hope yet.
I'm
so young. They're still baby.
Oh, man. They are very young. I'm disappointed in him at this point. I'll just say that.
Yes.
I
they
don't
put ads back on his channel
point.
Publicly
I know,
now.
I heard.
They've publicly proclaimed that. You know, okay. I don't know. YouTube needs to punish people. That's all I gotta say. That would help
like, there
them
are,
more.
There are professional bullies on this website.
Yes.
On YouTube. Like, there are professional
well-paid
bullies.
Logan Paul
bullies.
Is not a professional bully.
Who?
No. He just does stupid shit.
No, he does stupid shit.
In terms
he's
of,
not
like,
a bully.
He's just,
I mean,
he's not one that we're necessarily talking
about. I mean, he
kind of
does seem like that 1980s dick from, like, the movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he does!
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're right!
Like, not intentionally being, like, a bully, but, like, still low-key. Everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Like,
that's fair.
Anyway, not to say that Logan Paul's a bully. He's not. He gets a lot of shit for a lot of stuff, but he's not picking on people. Yet. Well, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, we're watching you, buddy.
He blocks
we're watching you. He's a disappointment, but in general, there are people.
But in terms of
platform.
People like Leafy and Keemstar
and Onision,
there
like,
are
people who just.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like,
dude, people. Okay, I was on a live stream one time and people were recommending me to watch. How do you pronounce this fucking name? Onision?
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 Oh, did you say Onion Sun?
I said Onion Sun. Is what I said in the live stream, and I still want to call him that now. It looks like
somebody
that.
Somebody draw Chibi Onion Sun.
Onion
please.
Sun. Okay. Someone said that in the comments, and I was. It's really fun when you're live streaming and you don't know how to pronounce something, and so you have to wait for the lag to catch up to you. So it's like a full minute before you can try and start pronouncing it right.
And
then you just get screamed at for the next 5 minutes, and people are like, "You're not saying it correctly." So I was like, "Who's fucking Onion Sun?" And I started looking him up like during the live stream, and I was like, "Oh, I don't like him. He's garbage." I just want to say, there's some garbage people out there. Give him a chance, but then fuck them. You know?
Yeah. You ain't got time for that negativity in your life.
No. Yeah.
Just,
No. Just no. All right. Before we leave, I just want to mention the queen of internet harassment, Rebecca Black.
Oh, I know.
This girl has been through hell and back.
Yes.
And she is the redemption story of my life.
I know.
She's so cool now, and she does cool stuff. She's still on the internet.
Yeah.
She must have been made so strong by that extreme harsh bullying that she went through.
Yeah,
I'm sure everybody knows who Rebecca Black is, right? She did the Friday thing.
I mean, if you, She did
this
Friday.
This was 2011. Oh my 2011, God. She was 13. She released a song. Most... It got made fun of. Yeah, 2011.
Most disliked video. It was the most disliked video on YouTube. I want to say before or after Baby. Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Something Justin like Bieber, that. Too. Beat He's kind of turned out to like... be a dick, but can you blame him?
Like, I called that shit. Yeah. Okay, when he was like 12 or something, I was like, they're giving this kid too much stuff. He's gonna be a horrible person. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, Crystal, don't be like that. And I was like, hey, it might not happen. I'm just saying. And then it happened, and I was like, I told you.
To be fair, okay, I feel like Justin Bieber was like, he was a kid, got spoiled, went through some shit, and now he's starting to mature.
He's slightly less. Yeah, he's better.
This could be another redemption story. This shit I'm holding out for it.
Same. I feel like Justin Bieber might redeem himself because he's going through so much shit where he doesn't know what it's like to not be famous, and mm-hmm. he has no one that can empathize with what he goes through mm-hmm. because he's like, have you ever seen that thing where he was like, he's like pleading with screaming fans, like saying like, hey guys, can we just like stop screaming, and like,
and everybody got so mad at him
and stuff,
yeah,
and everyone was just screaming and then he had a bunch of backlash. It's like no one can empathize with the kind of stuff he's going through.
I can totally
he's done some
feel
shitty
that.
things, but that was not something that we should get mad at him for. Like, that was understandable.
I think that is an example of a person who just needs some time to mature, and I feel like that is a lot of these YouTubers as well, but these professional bullies, I'm sticking with my stance of fuck them. I'm sticking with it for now. Again, they
I
can
don't
be
know
redeemed.
If they have,
they can.
Like,
of course.
They have
Everybody
enough time
can.
To be redeemed.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just me, but it's like the level of redeeming they have to do, they've dug themselves into
they
me.
Have.
Of course.
In my eyes.
I am one of those people, I think there's definitely a big hole that a lot of people would have a hard time digging themselves out of, but I stand firm on my belief that everybody can be redeemed at some
point. Dude, I'll give them some dirt.
Yeah.
It
it's
could.
Just a lot of work.
It's a lot of
they
work
just gotta...
for a lot of people, but it's possible.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Now, Crystal, do our positive monologue.
Okay. You're always the best at this.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so whether you are a person, a consumer of content, or a consumer of the news, or a Twitter follower, YouTube viewer, whatever the heck, and you're having a bad time, and somebody just sets you off for whatever reason, whether they're being a dick or whether they're just existing and making you feel bad about yourself because you have insecurities, that person is a person at the end of the day. As much as a lot of these big bullies are dickwads, don't tell them to kill themselves. Like, that's not a cool thing to do. Same goes for the people who get caught up in their emotions. I've been there. You know what I mean? I've been to the point where I had to really consider, should I put this in a video and call this person out publicly or not? And the answer is not, because at the end of the day, it's just going to cause more discourse, and it might get you views, but you're going to lose your soul in the process, dude. And what is life at the end of it if you just had some views, but you were a shit person and made people feel like shit? So it all goes down to, everybody is dealing with shit. Life is fucking hard, okay?
It's true.
And whether they're being a horrible fucking person and you just, they're trash and they make you, like, infuriated on the inside to the point they want to make a podcast about how much they suck, they're still a person. You know what I mean? And same goes for the commenters. If you're a creator, people who comment, they're just a person. They don't actually hate you. They probably hate something about themselves. And the answer, I think, is not more negativity. It's that, like, super fucking cliche MLK quote, like, hate, darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that, and hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. And I can tell you firsthand, every single time I've responded to somebody who has, like, maliciously attacked me, and I've responded with, in kind, with love, it's always turned out better. Even if they fucking deserve to be ripped to shreds, which it's happened. And I'm sure I've deserved it. But people have been kind enough to me to understand my situation. So, be kind to people and stop harassing people. Fuck.
Fuck. I like it.
Aw, it was so good.
There we go.
I feel like that's a good note to end on.
It's true.
Stop harassing people. Success is the best revenge. Focus on yourself.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Not on other people.
Be your best self. Be your best self and let that speak, and be kind to others, because that's how you're going to get shit done in this universe. You can find Release the Salt on Mondays, or, oh no, even better, you can release your salt on Mondays on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Yay.
And our handles are
at Happy Panda Party,
at Echo is Weird,
at The Crystal Joy.
And remember, friends, the human body cannot survive without salt. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Yay! Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.